All right, it is now 7:05 on November 5th, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. Any changes, additions, or corrections to the minutes?
Yes. The very last item on page 2, the last paragraph. It was also discussed that we meet the first Monday of the month after the Friends of the Library. It's not. We were going to meet at 6 before the Friends of the Library.
No.
What I'm saying is we will meet after you.
We're going to meet. The Friends of the Library meet at 6.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And we are going to meet at 7.
I see. Okay. Gotcha.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm. So the change is the first Monday as well as the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no,
actually not.
We've always met at 7.
Yeah.
So it's the first Monday now, instead of the second Monday.
Yeah, okay.
And I appreciate that.
And Friends is not meeting this month.
Not meeting this month, right.
That freaked Jacqueline out a little bit because she thought she was early and didn't want to interrupt the meeting. I told her there was no meeting to interrupt.
I have people walk in my classroom all the time before my class is over, so.
So we're moving the meetings to the first Monday of the month. So
yeah,
just
I meant,
that
so
work for
I
December,
it
it'll be, sorry, I'm just trying to bust out a calendar here.
No, the next board meeting is not November 5th, it is December 3rd, I think.
Well, that's the last.
Well, that's the
no,
minutes from
that's
last minute.
The next board meeting is, well, okay.
Third.
The 3rd of December.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The same as yours.
So
yeah.
Then
right.
The
seven.
So then January would be the 7th.
Okay, well, we'll worry about that just
well,
yet.
Well, I'm just trying to look at
sometimes we don't meet in December, mm-hmm. but.
Well, I mean, that's early enough that
early
it doesn't
enough, we probably should
interfere
just
with
ahead.
Anything.
Well,
does
unless
it?
You have something.
Gus's birthday is the 4th, and we have a 4-day weekend. That's all. I'm just saying that this next month I might not make it if that's
okay.
If it's going to be the 3rd.
There's not anything really.
We can.
Well, we'll see what we have tonight and whether
yeah.
we really feel we need a meeting,
okay.
And if not, we'll pass it up.
Yeah.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, that shouldn't be a problem for me to make it to the first Monday. That's fine.
All right. So.
So I move we approve those minutes.
Oh,
from the last meeting.
Yeah.
Aye.
As amended.
Well, we didn't have
right,
to amend
it
them.
It really wasn't amended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As written.
expenditure report. The line 65 under revenue. It's 66, excuse me. And that's a normal expenditure. I mean, that is what happens because it just does.
Yeah.
And there's not much we can change about that.
Okay.
Until we get the next, going to the next budget cycle and change the percentage of that particular line item. The 608-925 under materials and services are friendly computer software support.
Uh-huh.
That has been resolved, that, i.e. Frida and I know why that is what it is. It is because of the OCLC books that were brought in from the federal government. That were a gift.
So it's the gift from
up,
the Library of Congress.
Yes, that ended up costing us $731 to have them registered with the Springfield Library.
Not just them, but then also the support from Springfield, because we get our,
okay.
Like, we're hooked up to Springfield.
All that, from anyhow. So we're going to resolve that issue by not accepting books next year.
That's
possibly.
A one-time thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they have a, OCLC, we do a flat rate, and so then if we do anything over however many books we say we're going to do, then they start charging us for every item. And it added up because we had a lot, because normally we only have a certain amount of books that we buy.
Right.
But they sent us like at least 12 cartons of books. And
but isn't it a wash? I mean, isn't that money worth it to get those books in as opposed to having to pay for them? You don't think so?
No, because what they sent us, didn't really, it wasn't things that we would want. They just, you know, randomly select things, and it didn't really enhance our collection.
We don't have any control over it.
They just sent things that they were getting rid of.
And they weren't on anybody's list of things that we actually would like.
Well, isn't it something that we could accept and look over them, and if we do not want to use them in the library, we could sell them to bring in funds for the library?
Probably not.
That I'm not sure of. I can't answer that because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought those books were free, but no.
Well, they're free. They're free, but they use our time processing them. They use our barcodes, which they're not cheap either. And then if they're not matches, which most of them were not matches, then I have to go to OCLC. And that's...
What do you mean? How many matches?
Matches to what anybody in this library system owns. Nobody owned them.
Oh.
So then I have to go to a national database, OCLC, and match them.
Jeez.
So, wasn't really worth it.
As soon as I'm on the last second page of this little monster.
Could I ask a question about that real quick? You said there's a flat fee for the OCLC. How many books does that cover?
I'd have to see if I could find that bill.
Can you look that up? Because I'm just wondering.
Yeah, because they sent me a bill, and I'm not sure if I kept a copy of it, but I'll see.
But could probably request a new copy, say, we've got questions.
I'll see if I can find
it. Blame it on a library board member. Yeah. Blame me. I'm just curious as to what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll see if I can find out.
Sure. I think one of our minutes from way back would have said how many books approximately we got.
I'm not sure. I know when I got the bill, it showed, and I called and talked to them about it. Got it clear why it was so much.
That was before Lynn left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the bill came after.
Yeah, right. But I mean, the minutes when she said we were getting them was before she left, if you have to look that up in the minutes.
Okay. And this is, I'm going to go with the big numbers here, 64660, repair and care of the library.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not sure what happened there. That's a new and exciting number.
Just the percentage, though. I mean, the total is only $300.
Yeah.
So.
Is this the painting stuff, do you think?
No.
No.
That came out of last year's budget.
Okay, so, and we don't have any cleaning.
No, not anymore. Unless it was the fooling around with the heating unit.
Wasn't it the vacuum?
Was that half of the vacuum?
No, that was only $250.
The vacuum was taken out before.
Not that.
Mm-mm.
So we don't know what it was.
Well, it wouldn't have been appear here anyhow. Well, only $250 would have appeared here,
right.
No matter what.
Right.
So. But that number we're going to have to pounce on himself, and when we get the breakout of this, we'll have the answer to that information. We are now, Frida will be now getting the breakdown of where they come out with these percentages, what actually was spent, and with the what check number and what it was for, who it was to, da-da-da-da-da-da. So we will have a copy of that. We're not going to put it in your packets because there's, I think for...
But
it's like
welcome to look at it here.
Yeah. It's like a ledger. It has all broken down.
So if we ask, the answer will be there.
Mm-hmm. So we'll check on that one to see what that was all about. That's not something, we can't change it now, so... There's nothing we can do about that exactly.
So on this,
any other questions?
Capital fund,
mm-hmm.
This $10,000. I thought this was the painting. Are they gonna?
No, that's a capital fund that every year gets $10,000.
So every year we get $10,000
back into it.
Added in.
What line are you looking at? Oh, I see.
We're down here in transfers.
$9,046.
Yeah. So that's that cushion. And so
every year our bucket will get $10,000 under capital fund?
Probably.
So if we don't spend the $10,000 in capital fund in this fiscal year, next year we'll have $20,000 in capital fund? Is that what I'm understanding you to say? Or no? Because I thought this transfer was...
I'm not sure that answer.
I thought this transfer, I was looking at this line item last year, I thought this was because we were doing the painting and they had transferred the $10,000 to cover the painting.
Yeah, that would have been materials and services. It should have been materials and services.
Hmm.
Building maintenance charges, it would have been under here, under building maintenance charges.
Okay.
So, of which we have spent 21% so far this year.
But this is doesn't, this, right. The painting all happened before this fiscal year, so that's...
We'll get a definite answer. What's this? Okay.
I was just wondering. So I guess when I asked Tom about this at the meeting when he was here,
mm-hmm.
and we were asking about the ending fund balance being
mm-hmm.
negative,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying, so next year's budget is going to be half of the previous year's budget, and he said yes. Do you guys all remember that when I was asking
mm-hmm.
about that?
Yeah.
I'm not forgetting, I'm not remembering something different.
No, no.
So I'm just wondering, I mean, because everything down here is negative, right?
Right.
These are all negative numbers.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, so next year, I'm assuming what's happening is this ending fund balance is going to come positive
well,
at some point.
And we're also still...
Is that right, Frida? Does that make sense? Okay.
We're also still... coming out of that $230,000 overspend.
Oh, right.
So we're way better. We're half of what it was.
Right.
Know? So this is the cycle, the year cycle that we are supposedly going to hit even.
Right. So I guess I'm just wondering, like this is our bucket, right? So, like, our budget bucket, and right now our budget bucket is still negative 79,000. So, at some point, our budget bucket is going to say zero.
Yeah, I think. Was it like 2 years or
something?
Does that
make sense? Yeah. Am I getting that correct? Okay. I guess I'm just trying to, I know that these numbers don't really line up with what it's like.
Well, from what
necessarily actually happening. I mean, it's a process, right?
Is this budget number, is this the budget we have left?
No.
That's in our whole budget for the fiscal year.
But total expenses.
Yeah.
Out of, the budget was $137,200. You're going to talk about total expenses.
That's the expenses.
Yeah, but total, and so... That was budgeted, that was got 137,000, let's say 138,000. And current period, we spent 9,000 out of that. To a year to date is 50,000 out of that, out of 100. So we still have 87%. Now this, the end balances and fund balances and contingency, I don't know what that is. So.
Well, this just says our beginning balance is negative 117. This says our revenue is 178.
Right.
And then it says our end balance is still negative 79.
Right.
So I'm just, I guess at a certain point, we're going to meet in the middle somewhere, right? Is that right, Frida?
Yes.
We're going to meet in the middle and everything's going to be, at the end, it's going to say zero instead of negative.
From what Mike says, we're doing fine as far as what the... Yearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right.
We're good.
If you say it's good, I believe.
One question about switching what Monday we meet on, will they still be able to have our detailed report ready for us on time?
Got this. So.
Yeah, Mike wasn't sure, but he did get this one for us. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'll stop.
It's okay.
I'll stop asking questions.
No. I have a question. Where does general revenue come from?
I think that's our taxes from the city.
Isn't that property taxes, or is there a different?
Yeah, property taxes is on here. Than
property
general
taxes
revenue.
Is here.
I'm just making guesses.
Yeah, property taxes is below general revenue.
Did you, whoever lives in town, did you have to vote on property taxes this time? No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There wasn't any ballot measures.
We wouldn't know, would we? Out of towners, that's what we are.
Just you darn out of towners.
I mean, if you don't live in town, it's not on your ballot, so.
Well, I mean, are there two tax revenue streams that come, one is property taxes and one is some other general taxes? And do they have to make two line items for that? I don't know. Good question.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get an answer.
Maybe.
Would it come from the state?
Well, we just go sit in his office and just say, okay, explain it.
Explain it. Explain it, Lucy.
And he will. You just have to know the questions. We just have to know the questions we want answered, so. And so, and it doesn't, he was very surprised that we only cornered him for an hour, so. I said, well, don't be surprised if we come back again, and he said, fine, anytime, so.
Who did you go to see?
The financial director.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Mike Crocker.
We went to see Mike Crocker.
Sorry.
Because I was going to have that one line item answered. I was just done.
The amount we've spent for books that's listed, is that current, up to date?
Probably not, because I just got order.
Okay. So approximately how much?
Last Tuesday, and I spent another, I'm not sure how much, like 1,300, something like that.
Okay.
And the friends were going to pay 350. Okay. For the nonfiction.
What are we paying for?
The nonfiction.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, are we, everybody, I mean, not happy with the expenditure report, but any more questions or about that? Okay, moving on. In business. We kind of already talked about Frieda's and my meeting with Mike Crocker, who is the financial, who is the CPA for the city. And so Tom is now no longer employed by the city?
Mm-hmm. His last day was Friday.
Friday, okay.
That was a short notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was actually three weeks.
3 weeks?
Yes, 3 weeks.
But we've I think you've figured out who to ask questions of, so that, because we are now definitely bottom heavy at the library. we have one leader.
Well, basically,
and
we're bottom heavy.
Has nobody service to talk to, particularly that's you know, in a line. So
well,
she has to go here for this question, there for that question, there for the other someplace else, and it makes it. I think it's going to make it a little rough for Frieda.
Uh-huh.
Because she's going to have to catch all these different people to ask questions of.
Well, at this point, Gina and Terry are my go-to people on anything library-related. And
Who's Terry?
Terry works at City Hall.
And she's just a gem.
She is a Jill of all trades. She has been coming here at least once a month. She's actually going to do, I think, at least two this month. She also goes over and fills in over at Community Center. She is now also going to be going over to the
Senior Center
2 days a week, I think a couple hours a day. She also works at City Hall at the front office and then for the planner.
Which means she won't make our 90 by 30 meetings.
So she's a busy gal. And then Jason and everything else.
So are they rehiring that position?
We can find him.
At this point, I don't know what they're going to do. I do know that when Tom came in the Tuesday, when he let me know, because he let everybody know that was working Monday, that he was leaving in 3 weeks, and I was not, of course, working because that's my day off. So he came in Tuesday, and I could tell by looking at him that something was going on. And so he said, can I talk to you in the back room? And I said, sure. And he told me that he was leaving. And I said, I'm happy for you, but I'm not happy for me.
Right.
At which point he said Jason would be wanting to talk to me. And then later that day, Jason came in and said he'd like to meet with me on Wednesday. So I had a meeting with Jason on Wednesday. And the upshot of it is that I will be working starting the week of Veterans Day. I will be working 40 hours a week, 5 days a week.
Oh.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Are you happy about that?
Well, he asked me if I wanted to do it.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was, I had a choice, and I had I kind of knew it was coming, so I talked to my husband the night before and said, okay, you're going to be chipping in more.
Did you say Tuesday through Saturday?
Tuesday through Saturday, 8 hours a day.
That's good. I didn't know how you'd get it all done part-time.
I haven't been. It's like every day I get some done, and then the next day I get some more done, and it's always, there's still a little pile. This way it'll also give me more time to clean, and I don't have to stay half an hour over on Saturday that I don't get paid for. And I can do a little more cleaning without people here, because I'll come in at 9 and then leave at 5, so I'll have an hour before and after.
Okay.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I will work 10 to 6, and Friday and Saturday I'll work 9 to 5.
Programming.
Oh, yeah. So I apologize. I was going to try and get to this visiting people, and it has not happened. And Susan expressed an interest, too. So I will try in the next, before the next meeting. I'm not going to promise, because...
It's coming on Christmas. Wait till after the new year.
I'll see. I may try. But anyway... I have the state report that finally Travis came and helped me get the numbers I needed, and I almost have it done. He was supposed to provide me with 2 more numbers and hasn't yet. Once he gets those to me, then I will be officially done with it. But Saturday I sat down, because it was really quiet Saturday, and plugged in all the rest of the numbers. So 2 answers short, and then I'm done.
Yay.
Good.
And I let the gentleman know up at the state that I was. But anyway, yeah. But I don't know if Chris wants to go with me, but...
Who's Travis?
Travis is the IT person at Springfield. Very, very nice guy. And so I don't know if you're interested in going with me. Susan is. And we're going to go to Fern Ridge, Monroe, and Brownsville. Tom also suggested maybe going to Cottage Grove and talking to Pete Burrell.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the...
I think I've expressed an interest before. It just slipped your mind.
Yeah, well, I thought that was the case. Mm-hmm. It didn't slip. I just was putting it there. But Pete is... in Cottage Grove, they don't have a librarian like we do here. They just have Pete, who's in charge of the community service department, and he does all the booking of stuff and everything. And he's wunderbar. He's a very great guy. He's actually gotten awards. He now actually is certified, so he can handle space rocks and such.
You have to be certified for that.
Apparently. I found this out at the meeting that I went when I met with the librarians.
Is there a test?
I do not know how you go about getting that, but he had to go somewhere to get this certification.
I feel like we should find out.
Yeah, but he actually said, I think the theme for this next year for the summer reading program has something to do with that kind of stuff, so it might be possible.
He's already certified.
I don't look at me. But he's a great guy. So anyway, so I promise, because in my review, my evaluation, one of the things that Tom wants me to do is to try to implement at least 1, if not 2, programs. And I'd like to do something for the kiddos beyond preschool, something a little older. I also think I'll go and talk to Ophelia's Place, the gals there, kind of see what their Ophelia's Place.
Oh, okay.
Kind of talk to them and see what they've noticed, because I'm sure they kind of have their fingers on the pulse if they have any suggestions. So,
I mean, programs for that age group, mm-hmm. of girls?
See if just in general, just see if they know if there's something that would be, we could do. What I really would like is if some retired teacher came walking through the door that wanted to volunteer, that I could go, oh, have I got something for you? So that's something I'm really hoping will happen, that a teacher will, so I can have her be the person that does it. because I'm not going to have time.
We got a new person who's going to sign up.
Okay.
A volunteer.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
And she's interested in working Mondays.
Oh, okay. Would you like to train her?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the only way I could do it is if I train her on another day and then she went to Mondays, which I think would be silly, so.
Well,
I think it'd be good if maybe.
You might want to do some of the training.
And then move her over to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think start her however you want it started, and then I'll pick up the.
Okay.
Because I'm almost, I'm getting to the point where I almost know what I'm doing. You heard the word almost.
And we actually are really close to having enough people if this person starts. I had a gal that was working Mondays from 11 to 1, and she needs to change. So she's being moved to Wednesdays from 4 to 6. So that just leaves a Tuesday person and a Thursday person. And I'd like to get a Friday person to work with me that I'll train, in case I should ever have to not be there on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Well, so we're close. We're about three people short.
Okay.
So. And then it'd be nice to have.
And then
spare.
I think it, yeah, definitely. Because like we have a couple people that can only do it in the summer. Like Jesse is only here in the summer, and then Sandra, she's a teacher, and so she's works the school year, and then she can do it in the summer too. So. And then things come up. We have people like, we have Michelle, who's a sweetheart, but she has lupus, and so some Wednesdays are good, some Wednesdays are not. So she's sometimes here on Wednesday and sometimes not. So. And people have things come up, as we know. Life is interesting.
What you need are some people that could be on call.
Yeah, I've done that a little bit with, there's, two.
Well, I'm always on call.
Yes. Chris is great about it. Lisa was doing Mondays. She's basically told me she wants to just do Thursdays. So I'm trying to phase her out from doing 2 hours on Monday. Jennifer, on the other hand, who is my Friday afternoon gal, doesn't mind. So she's actually picked up a Monday. And like this,
she worked for me this afternoon so that I could go home and take a break before I came back to the meeting.
So I have, for Mondays now, I have Susan Pesty-Strogel, Jennifer, and Terry. So if I could get one more person, then I'd have the months we have four. Mm-hmm. I would definitely have four plugged.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody might have to work twice in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to phase Lisa out.
I think this young lady would like to work more than not.
Okay.
She's really interested in libraries and stuff.
So it's coming along. And everybody's been great. I mean, we've really done really well.
It was a lot less painful than I think either of us had expected it was going to be.
Oh, I think the worst part is the kids.
Yeah.
Just getting them
to respect their elders.
But it's coming along great. It's actually working out.
I work with one of them on that Tuesday. So.
You mean high school kids?
Yeah.
We have two. Jessie's only in the summer, but we have Emma. She's being homeschooled. And she first started out just doing story time on Tuesday every other week, because we have Sandra the other week. But she's interested in also being at the front desk. So.
Oh.
And then there was, when we had Halloween, there was a mother that said her daughter, 16-year-old daughter, might be interested.
Yeah.
So she took an application. So,
how did Halloween go?
Oh, my gosh, Halloween went great. I was in my meeting with Travis for a little over an hour. So Chris counted the first hour, and then I took over after that. But we had like 360-some.
Oh, wow.
Altogether between 3 and 6.
Almost 200 when I left.
Yeah, and when I closed the door at 6, I was kind of wrapping things up. 8 people came to the door. So my husband went to the door and handed out more candy. And we had a lot left over. And so basically, I've just been dumping the leftover, and it got kind of demolished today because there was a lot on Saturday.
I had two fairly good-sized kids here. And I said, take as much as you want. Well, I shouldn't have said that exactly because they both had a handful like mm-hmm. this. And I figured, you know, it's just... It's, who cares?
It's gone. That's all I care about.
Everybody who came in today, I said, do help yourself.
She's trying to give some
Gus. Did you have friends volunteer here?
What was Gus going?
Susan, Nadine, Danetta.
Oh, that's good.
And Edie just kind of was here for a little bit.
No, I didn't expect her.
She had something else she had to do, I believe, in Eugene. Yeah. She did get some pictures.
Susan, great. She was a pirate, and she had
a
box.
Oh, she dressed up.
Yes.
With a box that she opened up, and they had to say, you know, trick or treat, before she the magic word to get the box open. Uh-huh. And then she kept filling it up with candy, so they got to pick the candy.
And we actually ran out of one of the books. The young books, we had plenty. The ones for older kids, we ran out of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like short on books for what age and up?
I would say middle schoolish.
Okay.
Fourth.
So you had a lot of middle school kids.
Really quite a few.
Well, I did. You can't buy as many books for that age. They're more money than, because I could get this. What the way I did it this time, I used my sister-in-law's, she belongs to the Scholastic Book Club. So they had these groups of like all the Pete the Cat or Pinkalicious, and they were in a group and they were a certain price. Well, the ones that were the bigger ones were like maybe four. I'd get four. You just don't get as good as. So we may rethink how we get the ones for them. I might be able to just go, you know, do an Ingram order and get them actually with. I'm going to check into that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've got time because I've got until next year, so mm-hmm. I might have actually have one of my volunteers.
There you go.
Check into that for me. That's one thing I'm learning to do is delegate.
I meant to come in back and get those pumpkins, and I just plain forgot.
That's okay. I took care of them.
Okay.
But I have to tell you that the gal that works over at the post office came over and she's like, yeah, these little kids came over and they were like, oh, they're giving out books at the library. And they were so excited. And she came over and she's like, oh, that's so great. She was just really pleased that we had done that. And I think I think almost everybody took a book. And we had bookmarks too, and of course the candies.
So. I had very few. I had 7 kids at my house.
Yeah. Oh.
You would have more because you're aggressive.
We had 2 kids.
That's right. Yeah, they just brought
my husband
here
stayed
in
home.
And they took him home. Yeah.
Well, you know, the Moose Lodge had a haunted house. They might have gone over there.
Yeah, but they didn't come. They weren't haunting the streets, and there was no older kids coming in late and messing around. No, none of that.
I think they usually go to the new
the newer houses.
Maybe. Yeah,
we went over there.
That's where
we
were. Like behind her.
This one couple said they were going to go. They went into Eugene somewhere. They were going
to
meet up with some.
You don't need to go into Eugene.
Well, they met up with some parents, new parent people that they were all going to go together.
They got a ridiculous amount of candy over there. I don't know the name of that one over there. Off
Rain.
Quince or whatever. Oh my gosh, Gus couldn't even carry his bucket.
Rain
tree. He's like,
oh, wow.
My bucket's so heavy.
Stop, dude.
He's going to have enough to last
that?
Through
Never
Christmas
mind.
To maybe Valentine's Day.
Well, I told him, I've been telling him, you can have 4 pieces a day. I said, I don't care when you eat it, you can choose 4, but don't ask me for any more, or I'm going to start throwing candy out. But what he does is he just picks 4 out, and then he eats them immediately after breakfast. The rest of the day asking me.
Oh, one bombed in the next day from school and said, do you have Halloween candy for me, Grammy? I said, no, I didn't have any kids here. I didn't buy any Halloween candy, and you were someplace else. He says, oh, dang. I said, well, didn't you get any candy last time? Oh, yeah, I got 2 buckets.
My mom always asks the kids to share their candy with her because she lives out in Alpine. You know, she doesn't get trick or treaters. So she's like, did you bring me any Halloween candy? And they're like, no. Sharing my candy with you. Every year, she forgets.
Okay, do we have any et cetera?
Oh, I love that. That's a great line. Et cetera.
I think we just did et cetera. I think Halloween was et cetera.
Okay, Halloween was et cetera.
Do we have anything else we have to deal with?
We would love to deal with?
Evelyn's thinking of something right now. What is it, Evelyn?
Huh?
You have something on your mind?
No, I don't. I'm just thinking to, if there's anything between now and December, or do we have to meet in December?
I would think that the fact that these meetings are going, you know, 20 minutes to a half hour, that we probably could skip December.
Well, yeah.
That's the wrong hour.
Go to January.
And go to January. Let's, can I have a vote of hands? How many want to just skip December?
So free to
unless there's an emergency.
Well, do we think they will hire somebody to replace Tom before then if they decide to?
It sounds like I doubt it.
I bet they won't have anybody.
I don't imagine they're going to.
The paper said they have to, like, reevaluate.